Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Governor Mark Gordon has ordered the U.S. and Wyoming flags to fly at half-staff in honor and remembrance of the victims of the Highland Park, Illinois parade shooting. The order will stand through sunset on the 9th. Residents, businesses, schools, local government, and other organizations are encouraged to observe the half-staff order. A man pretending to be an undercover police officer was arrested early Sunday morning at the National 9 Inn. According to the news record, the desk clerk reported an armed man in the lobby of the hotel who then left without taking his weapon. Campbell County Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds said the suspect approached several people, telling a story about being undercover and that something bad was about to happen. The man, who was intoxicated, was taken into custody and charged with impersonating a law enforcement officer. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A car show put on by the Ida Sneed State Farm Agency celebrated 100 years of serving clients in Gillette over the weekend. According to the news record, the parking lot at the agency and 3rd Street Plaza was filled with classic cars on display. None were 100 years old, but there was a full collection of classic, custom, and muscle cars. Campbell County Parks and Rec has announced the winners of the holiday competitions at Bicentennial Park. In the Strongman competition, first place went to David Hodges. Strong Woman went to Sunny Linz. Mud Volleyball Bracket 1 winners were the Cowboys, Bracket 2 winners, the Texas Longhorns, and Bracket 3 winners, the Ohio State Buckeyes. In the Pie Eating Contest, Jessica Green, Ivan Wold, Sarah Black, Sylvia Black, Brittany Poitra, and Samantha Dersh were all winners. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.